Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
It's officially sandal season now, and fashion trendsetters are going one step further by declaring 2023 as Barefoot Boy Summer. There you go. So should we really be going barefoot? Podiatrist Mary Moore is here to help. Mary, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac, for having me on.
This is a kind of a perennial, isn't it? And also around running, there, people evangelise about barefoot running as well. Is it a good or
Absolutely.
A bad thing?
Well, I suppose it's not a black and white issue, really, because it could be very enjoyable for some people, but it could be very, you know, hazardous for others, because most of us live in, you know, urban areas, or even if we're in parks, there's a reason why we wear shoes. Mm-hmm. You never know what's under your, you know, on the grass or in the tarmac, and what you're going to trot on with dogs or kids or but, you know, so it's it could be very hazardous, even if you're in, you know, good health.
Yeah.
And so, the big issue, I suppose, is for those who aren't.
Sorry to go. I was just going to say, isn't there kind of barefoot running shoes, just a minimal amount to cover?
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's things, well, one brand would be called Vibram. There are some other barefoot running shoes, but once you put a shoe on your foot, you're not running barefoot. So it is different. You might be running close to being barefoot, but the shoe will make us run differently.
Okay.
And that can be useful, but in some other times it can be, again, a problem, particularly if you are not used to running barefoot or not used to running on the front of your foot. And if you're kind of a bit out of condition and then start maybe heavier than you would like to be, and then you're putting a lot of pressure on the front of your foot, that can end up in stress fractures or just sore feet, or, you know, blisters to the front of the foot, which you'd normally not get if you were in your regular runner. So,
okay.
I suppose.
So, doo-doo and glass aside, right? From a podiatrist's point of view, is there a benefit to barefoot running?
Well, there can indeed be a benefit from being barefoot, with the opportunity to strengthen the muscles in your feet. And that is a big part of often what I will do with my patients when they come. Maybe they have foot arthritis, maybe they have conditions like plantar fasciitis, which is a severe heel pain condition. And there's a lot of merit from making your foot stronger and making the muscles in your feet stronger. So in the sole of our foot, we've got loads of layers of muscles, 6 layers of muscles that we kind of forget about. So any opportunity to make your foot stronger is good. And of course, if you have your shoes off, you get to look at your feet, and you can then start, you know, wiggling your toes and seeing, can you stand on one leg? Can you hold your position? Can you do that without falling over? And of course, you know, doing that maybe when you're standing on the grass, it's quite sensual, it's nice for the feel, you get feedback. So there is merit, but like everything, it needs to be done maybe in a kind of considered, controlled way, because it can, the other end of it is the problems. Like, our kids love to be barefoot. You know, I know my own children love taking off their shoes and socks and running, mm-hmm. you know, through the grass. So we do like the feel, the feedback. It tunes our muscles. It's nice, but it's just the risk, you know, of what could be on the ground to the foot. And if you don't have good circulation and things like that, you could be, you know, causing an ulcer, particularly for people who are diabetic.
And
that's
is
a big problem.
Is it an absolute no-no then, before I let you go, to run barefoot on concrete or tarmac?
Like Zola Budd, she was phenomenally good at
it. Look, we're not all Zola Budd, are we?
get out of it, Mary, will you?
Use Cormac O'Hara as a comparison.
I wouldn't be keen on doing it down, you know, my local row with potholes and things like that. So maybe in a running track, in a very controlled way, if you are doing it with a part of a running coach. But I prefer to have my runners on.
Okay, well, there you go. That the podiatrist has spoken. Mary Moore, thank you very much indeed for that. And if you are like Zola Budd, belt away, off you go, barefoot running. Mary Moore, thank you very much indeed.